Hi everyone, welcome to Black Talent TV presents Look Who's Next. Of course you guys know, I am your hostess with the mostest, Miss Simone Jackson. Always excited to bring you guys another great episode of Look Who's Next. Of course, for all you guys who don't know, Look Who's Next is a really great podcast where we have engaging conversation with entertainment people and the entertainment industry. I am super excited for our next guest today. She has been in countless, and I do mean countless shows. She has been on Lab Rats. She has been on ER. She's been on The Closer, Days of Our Lives, Criminal Minds. She's been on The Soul Man. And of course, we guys know her and love her from the Netflix show, The Runaways. So we're super excited to have her here today. Please, everyone, give a warm welcome to Miss Angel Parker. Hi, Angel.
Hi, thank you so much. That was a nice welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Like I said, I told you I was super excited to be talking to you today, so I made sure I definitely did my homework. But thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here. I do have to correct one thing, though. Runaways is on Hulu, not Netflix.
Hulu!
Yes, on Hulu.
I knew I switched it up wrong. I was actually trying to tell myself it is Hulu, not Netflix, because I'm more of a Netflix person than Hulu. So it is Hulu. I do.
All right. Well, we're going to have to change that.
She's like, we're going to have to change that. I agree. So everyone, my correction is, make sure you guys catch her on The Runaways on Hulu. But she is with us today, and we're super excited to be talking to you, Miss Angel. So I'm going to go ahead and fire the first question at you, because I've just been dying to know, where did this passion for acting begin with you?
You know, it's funny because I didn't really find it until high school. I was new to a school and trying to figure out how to fit in. I had moved from Los Angeles, which is obviously a big city, to a small little beach town that didn't have many people that looked like me in it. And I was just trying to find, you know, somebody somewhere that I belonged. And the drama kids sort of took me under their wing. I saw a small production of a play that they were doing. It looked like a lot of fun. And I just sort of signed up for the class just to have a little bit of fun in school. So it really just grew organically from there, as just a way to find people that were accepting. And I've always found that being among artists and actors is sort of the most accepting, energetic people that I've ever met. And I still hang out with those kind of people to this day.
How cool is that? Shout out to the drama kids for being cool and including
you. Yeah.
I hope they're listening in, because you start her off to a great path. So we thank you guys for that. But that is awesome, though. You know, to kind of, you know, it's just amazing. You went from, you know, hanging out with the drama kids to hanging out with, you know, really cool kids in this smash hit Marvel series, The Runaways. Now, Angel, how did you get involved with the show?
I auditioned for it, just plain and simple. I was an actor for hire. I was working on a different project up in Canada called The Strain. It was an FX show that I was doing, and I got the audition to send a tape, because I'm based in Los Angeles. I live in Los Angeles, but I was in Toronto at the time, so I had to read the material, put together an audition tape, and send it in. Basically, classic audition tale, you know, except a little bit of digital media thrown in there.
Of course. We are in that modern age now. So that's actually pretty cool. It's actually really good that you are on the show. Like I said, even though I'm more Netflix, I will start checking out the Runaways for sure on Hulu. I think I can become a Hulu person. I think I can let you talk me into that, Angel. I think I can do that.
Yeah, maybe just for a show or two. We might have something else to offer you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, Angel, just to go on a little bit more for your acting, as an actress, what roles do you gravitate to?
I really like roles that have, you know, strong, educated women that are from a diverse background, that can sort of tell it like it is or do it all, but it's more the roles kind of find me. I'm still at that point where I'm auditioning for roles that the industry sees or thinks that I'll fit in. I mean, I've played a lot of reporters and lawyers and doctors and things like that, and I'm none of those things. So I do think maybe because of the way that I speak or the way that I was raised, people sort of see me in this educated role. So I do love that. I do love that when they're thinking of a lawyer, or when they're thinking of someone that speaks their mind, they sort of think maybe Angel Park can do this role. So it's sort of a marrying of the two, what I'm drawn to and maybe just what I'm playing good at, you know, and that's how it all lands. We'll see if it expands from there, but I do love that there are people of color, women of color, playing educated women on television, mm-hmm. So I'm proud to be one of the women that get to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I love it, too. It's like, amen to that. Absolutely. But to go on that a little bit further, is there a role that you haven't played yet that you would still like to?
Well, I'd love to play a cop. You know, I've just joined a cop show, and I've played a cop in a few smaller parts, but I do think there's so many great cop series and things that have to do with the FBI or the police force and military background, but I think a woman that has strength of body, is all, you know, not just strength of mind, would be something interesting and new to play. I'd probably have to get into a little better shape, but I could do that. At least I have a reason, right? It's for
right.
a role. That's why I'm doing all these push-ups. It's for a role.
Look, I have to give you your props for doing push-ups. I can get to about a half. That's about it before I want to give up. So at least if you can do more than a half, then look, bravo, because I can't.
Yeah.
I can only get to a half. And that's about it. That's about as much as I can give you right there. But yeah, I actually would love to see you play a cop role, because like you said, there are so many interesting stories and TV shows with cops, with the military, with all that kind of stuff. I definitely would love to, because it's a challenging and very rewarding role, so it would definitely be great for you to do. Absolutely. So
thank you.
If any directors are watching, we know a great mm-hmm. actress who would be a great in a cop series, just saying.
There you go.
She said, there you go. All right. So moving on, Angel, what future projects are you involved with that you can just give a little dish to Black Talent TV about?
Well, I'm right now just waiting for Runaways. Hopefully we are going back for season 3. That mm-hmm. would be icing on the cake. I have just joined another show. I can't talk about it yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I can. But yeah, right now, my hope, my fingers and toes are crossed for Runaways season 3 on Hulu, mm-hmm. not Netflix.
Make sure you guys are supporting and watching that show. And yes, that includes me as well. I will definitely be doing that as well. Checking
yeah.
out
the
show.
We ended on a bit of a cliffhanger, so I'd like to see the storyline get resolved and see where Catherine Wilder ends up. So that's sort of my next mm-hmm. challenge, is where will that season take us?
Oh, I love cliffhangers. So I'll definitely be checking out The Runaways. I love a good cliffhanger. So I think you might have done that. I think you might have captured my attention for Hulu there, Angel. All you have to do is save cliffhangers. I'm there. I love them. I do. So, you know, Angel, I want to make sure the Black Talent TV audience keeps up with you and your work. Where can they go to follow you?
I'm on all social media platforms. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Angel Parker. On Instagram, Angel Parker LA. You pretty much throw a stone. You can find me online. I'm trying to keep up with the young folks these days.
Is it sad that I'm trying to do the same thing, trying to keep up with the young folks these days, even though I am a young folk? But still, it's kind of hard. We're ever changing. I'm still trying to keep up. So, yeah.
Exactly. As soon as you think you got something down, they switch it up on you.
They do. But everyone, make sure you definitely follow Angel Parker and all form of social media. Make sure you guys keep up with her. And of course, The Runaways as well, which is on Hulu. So make sure you guys check that out so we can get a season 3. That is the goal. That's what we want. Season 3. Mm-hmm. You know, Angel, to continue on, you know, as an actress, you know, there's going to be so many goals and so many things to accomplish and reach. What goals would you like to reach with your career?
I mean, I definitely love to enter the film world. That's a sort of a different animal. I've been mainly blessed with success in television, so it'd be nice to enter the film world. I do have young children, so working in TV is very convenient to be home and be able to be here and raise them. But I'd also love to do a show on Broadway. I'd love to do a play in New York. So there's lots of big dreams that I haven't quite fulfilled yet, but I'm heading in that direction.
Yes, and we gotta say we here at Black Talent TV definitely support whatever direction you're going in. You on Broadway would be great. You definitely have the personality, the talent for it. I think that would be a smash hit. So hopefully that will definitely come true for you soon. But Angel, any directors that you would like to work with that you haven't yet?
I mean, my goodness, who just won last night? What's his name? Alfonso Cuarón?
Yes.
He just won for Roma. I mean, any director that is making passionate films about current issues, I would love to be involved with. I mean, but even someone like Tyler Perry, I've never worked with.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm not really picky. I just love someone who's passionate about what they do and good at their job and loves to work with actors. That would be ideal. I've been lucky to work with many good directors, one of them being Ryan Murphy. So I've been very lucky, but there's a lot of artistic, creative people in this community, and I can't wait to work with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I did love Roma, so I was super happy for Alfonso's win last night. Very deserving. But yes, I think I totally agree with all of your choices. But coming to the last final two questions there, Angel, for those who haven't seen it yet, myself included, can you give us just maybe one good, maybe a few good reasons of why people should be tuning in to the Hulu's Marvel, The Runaways?
Well, Runaways is a great show geared toward a young audience, especially a young Marvel audience, people that love just sort of the twists and turns, the good versus evil. This is a show about six teenagers, diverse teenagers. It's a wonderful thing. They're from different backgrounds, and they come together to fight against their parents. They find out that their parents are the enemy, which a lot of teenagers already feel, and they come together to try to take down their parents, who are part of an evil organization called Pride. I play Catherine Wilder. I'm the head of Pride, and we do some devious things for the greater good in our mind, but it's definitely the reason that our kids run away, hence the name Runaways. So if you love Marvel, if you love action and adventure, and, you know, we also do a lot of cool things. There's a dinosaur in our show. So
Ooh.
It's sort of got something for everyone. And I really, really hope you guys tune in.
Yes, everyone. I definitely want to encourage you guys one more time to tune into The Runaways on Hulu. It sounds like it's a really great series. I am, for one, a huge Marvel fan, so I know there's definitely a lot of Marvel fans out there. So if you guys need a great show to watch, this one is the one to watch. So make sure you guys have Hulu, and make sure you guys are checking it out so we can get to season three. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Be awesome. All right, Miss Angel, coming to the last question for you. You know, as an actress, what can you say is the best advice you've received?
I think the best advice I received was back when I was in acting school, and I remember a teacher telling me to make sure that you live life to the fullest. You need to be able to pull on something in all of your roles. And if you're not living a full life, if you don't travel the world, if you're not speaking with interesting new people, if you're not having new experiences, you're not going to really be living your best life, and you're not going to be able to then tell other people and show these stories within yourself. So best advice I ever got was to live life and live it to the fullest.
I totally agree, and I hope everyone takes that and embrace it, because definitely I'm trying to do the same thing, live life to the fullest. So that is a great advice to have. Angel, you have been an incredible guest to have today to talk about the Marvel series, The Runaways, and just, you know, other future things that you have going on. I cannot wait to see The Marvels. The Runaways, I'm definitely going to get Hulu so I can see it. So I definitely want to be one of the supporters so you guys can get to season three. I think that'd be great. I just really want to say thank you for talking with me today.
Yeah, I'm so glad that this all worked out. Thanks again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, make sure you guys check out Angel Parker on all of her social medias, and make sure, of course, you guys support all of her shows too, especially The Runaways. We want to make sure we get to season three, and make sure you see her on all of the other shows that she has been in, and just make sure you guys follow her and support her and all the things she's going to be doing. It's going to be great. 2019 is going to be a huge year, so make sure you keep up with her and check it out. So I definitely want to
Thank you
thank her.
so much.
Of course, girl, you got our support. We are definitely here to support you. Like I said, I'm really excited to have you on here. So the honor was absolutely just incredible. So I definitely want to thank you one more time. I definitely want to thank everybody, of course, for listening in. You guys know I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss Simone Jackson. Until another great episode of Look Who's Next, make sure you guys have a wonderful day. And again, like Angel said, live life to the fullest. But until again, my name is Simone. I want to thank Miss Angel again. And until then, you guys have a good one. Bye.
Bye.